Most of the Midwest benefited greatly by dry weather over the weekend, and temperatures started to warm up a little bit, but it was pretty chilly there for a while. We saw frost and freezes in many areas, excepting the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and the cold really didn't have a big negative impact. If anything, it was positive for any of the late season crops that were still hanging on to their leaves, like soybeans. Most likely their defoliation will be accelerated now that the freezes have occurred and the crops are dead, and we'll probably see a much faster pace of harvesting in quite a few locations. And there will not be much precipitation for a while across the lower parts of the region here as we go through a big part of the work week. Well, areas to the north will probably pick up on a little bit of shower activity. We expect that to occur from southeastern South Dakota and Nebraska, maybe a few areas in Kansas, across Iowa, into parts of Michigan. These areas will see some precipitation during this first part of this week. I don't think the precipitation is going to be great enough to shut down field work in all areas, but there will be enough shower activity there to cause some disruptions in farming activity. At the end result, it's still not going to be a big deal, especially with the ground being as dry as it is across the region. We will see a warming trend as well, with afternoon temperatures today working their way higher across a big part of the Midwest. We'll be looking at temperatures in the areas near and west of the Missouri River in the upper 70s and over 80 degrees. Temperatures in the eastern Midwest will be mostly in the 60s this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll see the temperatures rising a little bit better in the east, and upper 60s and lower 70s will occur. We'll still be looking at 70s and 80 degree temperatures in the western Corn Belt. And as we move on into the afternoon on Wednesday, we'll probably see those temperatures working their way into the upper 60s and 70s in most of the eastern Midwest, and some of those lower 80s will occur in southern parts of the region from Kansas into southern Illinois and parts of western Kentucky. The lowest temperatures at night over these next 3 nights will not be bad at all, mostly running upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest. As we get out towards the end of this week, we'll run into a new chance for rainfall. That storm system that everyone's been talking about for quite some time, bringing moisture into hard red winter wheat country, will begin to influence the western Corn Belt as well. The storm system will not produce nearly as much rain in the western Corn Belt as it will in hard red winter wheat country. Some of those areas will see general amounts of 3/4 inch to 2 inches, and some localized amounts in the 2 to 4 inch range, with Texas Panhandle to central Kansas wettest. The majority of the Midwest, western Corn Belt in particular, will probably see rain amounts that run more in the range of 3/10 of an inch to 1.5 inches, and the precipitation will certainly be helpful in moistening up the soil for some wheat producing areas, not only in hard red winter wheat country, but in soft wheat producing areas in Missouri, Kansas, and eventually across the river, the Mississippi River, into portions of the lower Midwest. Some of those areas will be absolutely dry through most of this work week, but when we get into the weekend coming up, the chances for some showers will begin to increase. No general soaking is likely in the lower eastern Midwest until perhaps the early part of next week, when we may see one more surge of tropical moisture working its way northward from a disturbance in the southern Gulf of Mexico that will come up into the Delta area and spread some shower activity into the Midwest. Confidence in this event is relatively low still today because the models have not been very consistent with exactly how that rain will work its way into the region. So we'll keep an eye on that. But the bottom line is favorable weather across a big part of the Midwest for at least the next 7 days. And then in particular, that will include the lower portions of the region as well as parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.